Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
In touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, guys, if you got a lady doctor, a woman doctor, you might live longer.
Yeah, it seems you will live longer.
And the thing is, I remember most of my doctors have been dudes, but I've had women, you know, come in and do stuff when you're sitting there. And a lot of guys are afraid to, you know, whip out their wang in front of them, you know, but I'm not.
Not you. You
know, not me. Not me.
Helmet up.
Yeah. But I had one years ago that was a listener, too, that I happened to be at because my male doctor wasn't available. And that was kind of weird because she was a big listener and I'm here with my wiener hanging out, you know.
And you never had your wiener hanging out in front of a listener.
What I do remember, even though I loved my doctor, he moved to Florida. I love that guy. And we had a great relationship. We could talk about as dudes, you know, and you could ask them dude questions and you feel comfortable asking them questions.
And you had no problem.
But women doctors have heard it all. I mean, they're not, you know, they
all
they
doctors
know it all.
Have heard it all.
They
yeah.
all. But I what I did notice about women doctors is that they didn't mince words with you. They would say, oh, yeah, that's going to kill you. That's going to do that. So I think, is that the reason this is about that?
I don't know. It's a study.
More about the way they just talk to you?
This is a study from the Journal of the Journal Annals of Internal Medicine.
All right.
Annals. Female doctors only make up about 37% of doctors in the U.S., but patients with female doctors have lower rates of mortality and remission than patients treated by male doctors.
Is it because men talk to men? I don't know. I'm just guessing here. And they let things go because they're also men and they let things go?
Well, there's a couple of reasons they cite here.
I don't worry about that. I do that all the time, too.
Yeah. Of the breakdown, you know, like what percentage of your primary care physicians are men and what percentage are women? Like, are there more women gynecologists?
Probably.
Than any other specific
practice. Although there was a lot of guys that do that too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I have to assume in all fields, it's probably the numbers of women are probably coming up as
there's
got to
be a way you can figure that out.
Women
you know?
Gynecologists have a head start.
Yeah. You know, my kid was, you know, my wife's gynecologist was a dude who delivered both our babies. Great guy. I love that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's more women. I think there's still a lot of gynecologists out there, a lot of men, you know.
Well, there's a couple of reasons.
Are there any just dong doctors?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
that's called a urologist.
Urologist.
But urologists can deal with
everything.
Women as well.
Right.
You know, we just think of it as, you know, the vasectomy. You went to see the urologist.
Yeah.
But in the study, the why that you're looking for, why right. women are better,
right.
they said from data.
And what, keeping you alive longer, it sounds like, right?
From data going back decades now, we know that women and men practice medicine differently with particular differences in communication and guideline adherence.
That might be your, not mincing words.
Yeah, it's not surprising to see these differences translate to patients' outcome. More, they said, second, Both more widely in society and certainly in medicine, women are held to an arguably higher standard than men. It's an exaggerated phenomenon.
That's in a lot of professions.
They just, it's harder for them to get into those higher positions, so they're better at it.
Didn't want to miss that.
Test question.
That's a lot of professions, though.
Yeah. You know. It says women doctors spend more time talking to their patients, looking at their records, and performing procedures.
Oh, okay.
It says evidence from outpatient settings demonstrates that female physicians spend more time on their electronic health record than male counterparts and deliver higher quality care. And if you have a female surgeon, lower rates of post-operative readmissions, like lower rates of you got to go back in because something messed up.
You know what? Our doctor, Justin, to check in on this when he hears about this and let us know how he feels about that.
Or check with one of his female colleagues who's better.
Have her start emailing us.
Have her email us.
Now we're just ripping them.
He takes so much time crafting those emails.
I know.
Now
we're saying, have your female colleagues email us.
Somebody credible.
I'd like the study, though, because there's a lot of older dudes that they only want doctors of a certain ethnicity, of a certain gender.
Yes.
You mean white men?
Yes.
White men, right. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot, too.
I think my dad had like three doctors die on him.
Female physicians are probably
he always
more
had older. Not that he was cared about who his doctor was, just ended up being an older guy, and everybody died.
But they're more scrutinized, so they got to step it up.
Right.
Outperform the male doctor.
I had to change doctors here recently because we had changed insurance or the in network out of network changed.
Right. Yep,
and I had to look for a different network and the place I called, they're like, well, do you mind seeing a female? I just want to see whoever's available.
Do I mind?
I don't care.
That's true. I want to see my dink. Yeah. He said, the only person she sees us anymore is my wife.
It was a yearly checkup. There was no dink out.
Probably told you that. That's what she walked in and told you.
Yeah.
Service, a yearly checkup, put your dink back in.
Put your pants back on. We're not doing that today.
I just want some blood, not from your dink.
Well, but it was funny because I made that appointment, and it was, you know, I always make the next year's appointment while I'm still there.
Right.
I got a call from him like 6 months later. Oh, that doctor left. I was like, well, I only saw her once, so no big deal. They assigned me to a new one. I got a call like 4 months after that. They're like, yeah, that doctor left. I was like, I never saw that person ever.
Once they saw your mess down there, vagina and penis,
right,
they said, I'm out of here.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Well, the one I only had an appointment with, I never even saw.
They saw you coming down the pike.
They didn't even know.
They heard that. This guy's got two sets of genitalia. You don't want to see that, man.
I'll find a different job. Tear up that non-compete. Let's get out of here.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
No, I know my grandpa doesn't like having female doctors. He doesn't like it when there's a woman in the announcing booth of sports games.
Well, your grandfather?
Yeah.
Knowing what we know about him, this is not surprising.
Yeah, they're good for one thing.
Yeah.
Not a big Doris Burke fan, huh?
Yeah. No.
Oh, he probably hates her. Right. Yeah,
he doesn't
hates
like
Doris
that
Burke.
There's sideline reporters, referees, none of it. What, there wasn't
he's not going to like a women doctor then, right?
There's not a guy available.
And,
all the guys
God.
Are tied up.
If that woman on
and
the
a
side,
white guy, right? It's got to be a white guy.
Preferably.
Right?
And if the woman on the sideline happens to be a woman of color, oh, my God.
Right. How could she know anything about football?
Exactly.
And he says this out loud watching TV, doesn't he? Yeah. Man.
Oh, he's not the only one.
I know he's not. I know he's not.
It has to do with whiteness and age range.
But they never played. How would they know?
They played all. Yeah, they played. No.
But for the doctor thing, you know, maybe think about it. If they say, hey, would you mind seeing a female doctor? Yes. Just say yes. It's probably going to help you live longer. and be healthier.
Well, apparently, yeah, I want to hammer all. We have a lot of dude doctors. We have more dude doctors listen to us than women doctors, so I'm not going to piss off them.
I'm just saying statistically speaking.
You're a good doctor, you're a bad doctor, too. Let's go with that, sure. First of all. Right,
sure.
I was doing a joke about this for a while because I need to go back to the doctor, but I hadn't gone in a long time, and it was a female doctor, and I was worried that they were going to, you know, look at my junk during the physical, and never did.
Yep.
But it would be helpful. That's why I meant those grower stickers. Like, there should be something for dudes that are growers.
Right.
Just put it on the chart.
Say, don't worry, this thing gets bigger.
You have to be embarrassed,
Why just put it on a piece of masking tape on your thigh when she's in this.
Well, that should be on your chart.
Yes, it should be. Right.
Or your chart. Or I see you're a grower. Right. Okay, that's
date
nice.
Of birth, grower.
Or just take 2 or 3 minutes to make it grow before you show it.
But then you get kicked out of the doctor's office.
You throw some blood in that bear.
Yeah.
Just enough blood where it hangs. Right, right.
Yeah, but
I think if they knew you were doing that, you're gone.
Right. You run the risk of slapping it around while she walks in.
Well, did you have,
then you have to go.
Right. Did you have female nurses when you got your vasectomy? Because I did.
I did too. Todd, the woman shaved, the female shaved his balls. I watched it.
I believe she
seen it.
Taped my wiener to my belly.
Yeah, I had to
she
say
did that too.
Yeah, I asked
if I wanted to do that. I said no.
Two female nurses that were you know, strapping everything up and shaving. I was like, you know.
They see about 10 sets of balls a day at those places.
Yeah.
You know?
And fortunately, I had Tyler there to say he's a grower.
I said, that gets bigger than that. Yeah.
That's where I assume the Valium kicked in. Because I can't really point to one thing that I thought the Valium like made me feel, but it probably helped in that situation.
When two women tape it down your wiener,
right?
Yeah.
The only strange women that have seen your dong in 20 years and nothing happened, that's probably where the Valium kicked in.
Yeah, well, that's not a situation that's erotic at all. They're gonna cut into your ball sack.
Yeah, you're not throwing some blood in that bear doing that.
No, but
you don't want a lot of blood down anywhere.
Either it's just a checkup when you were worried about, you know, having to whip it out in front of the doctor. That's not an erotic situation either. So.
Yeah, but it's still whipping out your dong in front of a strange woman. And if you're a younger guy, like a teenager, and you have to go for a physical, that comes in her mind all the time, man. You know.
Yeah, I mean, when it was over, she had to help me put on my underwear, and then she stuck an ice pack down on my nuts. So, I mean, there was...
Yeah.
That's
I remember getting older as a kid and being embarrassed about that at the doctor. The first time that you go to get a physical, you have to pull your
pants
the gown over
turn,
it. I've got the whitey tighties with the football yard lines on them. Stuff like, man, I should probably just wear some plain underwear now.
I didn't get that kind of full service. I think Tyler put the ice pack on as he was driving me back.
No, she put an ice pack right down there on everything before I got off the table.
Again, that's not something where you would try to get, you'd be excited anyway because they're just slicing up your crotch. So you're not going to do that.
Did Christy come pick me up?
I don't remember.
I don't remember the aftermath.
That whole thing. I just have a visual of your wiener being taped to your lower belly, much lower.
Well, I have a vision of stopping at the convenience store and getting some Bud Light.
I think she picked you up.
Yeah.
I watched it, recorded it. She picked you up.
Right, and she was living in a sleepy
and you're
suburb.
So lucky.
At
you're
the time.
So lucky that smartphones weren't a thing then because I would have hit play. I'd hit record. I would have got some video on that in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife stopped off for food. She was like, "You hungry?" I'm like, "No." Well, I am. I'm going to stop off and grab some food. You
Sonic,
just wait here.
Need a hot dog. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds I needed a 40 of Bud Light on top of that Valium.
Let's. I want to hear the exact opposite. Now, women, are they afraid to disrobe in front of a male doctor in the beginning? I mean, if you're just starting to go that and you're like 17, 18, I don't want to hear 17-year-old girls don't call the show, please.
No.
But if you're a grown woman, you remember those days, were you a little intimidated to have to disrobe in front of a male doctor?
I bet there are plenty of women of, you know, middle age now that probably had a male gynecologist as their first doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the first time. They don't after a while. That's not a sexual thing at
no.
all.
No. No, but still, it's
just
it's,
go to any gynecologist or any place that, you know, that's a baby. You go to any waiting room, and believe me, that doctor's not having fun about 80% of the time.
No. They're not pretty.
Brutal pie in those waiting rooms, man.
Well, yeah, not everybody showing
up because
things are going well.
Brutal pie. They were awesome. They opened up from Italian.
I can say that now because I'm not going to be back in those waiting rooms and just nobody worry about anybody yelling at me anymore.
They're a bad Humble Pie tribute band. Brutal pie.
30 days in
the SE Beatles. Yeah, are they good? Yeah, no, they suck,
They suck. All right. Brutal pie sucks. All right. Where are we at? Yeah, we'll take all those calls. Yeah. Yeah, all the food.
No one knows where we're at.
Yeah. If you've chubbed in front of a doctor, a female doctor, especially when you're a younger guy, how embarrassing is that? So, somebody had to.
Yeah.
Somebody had to.
You know it's happened.
Yeah, big time. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.